Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The first criminal trial against former President Trump is now underway in New York. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg brought the indictment. It accuses Trump of falsifying business records to hide a hush money payment to an adult film star during the 2016 campaign. Domenico Montanaro is covering the trial. He is NPR senior political editor. Hey, Domenico.
Hey there.
Trump faces four criminal trials, but this may be the only one that ends before Election Day in the fall. We know there are salacious details, but also accusations of election interference. Can you explain that?
Yeah, you know, it's not really so accurate to call it an election interference case. It's probably all right. most accurate to call it a case about business falsification of records. That's not as sexy as talking about covering up hush money payments. But, you know, Trump's already admitted to making these payments, we have to remember, in 2018. So this really is about the steps that they took to be able to make these payments and whether there was furtherance of another crime, although that crime doesn't even have to be specified in this case. He's facing 34 counts of this. And of course, it centers around these payments that were made to Stormy Daniels, who's an adult film actress, and Karen McDougal, who's a former Playboy model, to allegedly cover up affairs that they were having with him weeks before the presidential election in 2016, which is where the election interference piece of this comes from when people are alleging that.
Let's note this is the first ever criminal trial against a former president. Trump is in the courtroom today. What's happened so far today?
Yeah, this is supposed to be a day about jury selection, but we haven't seen any jurors so far. They're going to be coming back from lunch fairly soon, if not already done that. They're off till 1:30, so on the East Coast. So they should be coming back shortly. Just before they broke for lunch, the prosecution was upset about several Truth Social posts that Trump had made that seemed to go after Michael Cohen, who could be one of the witnesses, expect to be one of the witnesses in this case. And they believe that
his
violates
former fixer, who may perhaps likely to testify against Trump. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's the one who made these payments, created a shell company to be able to, not have any fingerprints of Trump's on this. So Trump, of course, trying to make him look like a bad witness. He's already pleaded guilty to lying to Congress previously. So they want to be able to bring a lot of that up. But this, the prosecution says, is in violation of a gag order that the judge had already put on Trump. And you know, Trump has done this before, but he knows that this is pretty political and he wants to be able to make his case in the court of public opinion as much as he does in that courtroom.
Yeah. And speaking of politics, Domenico, you are senior political editor. How might this trial help him or hurt Trump politically?
Well, he can't campaign on the days that he's supposed to be in court, which is 4 days of the week, every day except for Wednesday and on weekends. Now, I don't know how much it'll actually affect him because he hasn't really been barnstorming the country the way you would expect a presidential candidate to do it. He's been more of a weekend warrior, sort of having these rallies on a Saturday. You know, it might help him raise some money, but he's had a lower return on investment lately with some of those voters. And, you know, the middle certainly views his conduct a lot differently than the right.
We've been talking to NPR's Domenico Montanaro following the Trump trial in New York. Domenico, thanks.
You're welcome.